Hey there, it's Liz Garcia again, and welcome to this week's episode of your weekly dose of Higher Consciousness Quiz. This is the place to discover the foundational basics and essential understandings for raising your own level of consciousness and building a better life. Now, last week, I started with this quiz, and it has to do with the quiz is, which of the individuals running for president right now is of highest consciousness? And I trashed the video, and the audio didn't work on this recording, so I didn't get around to redoing it, so I'm going to do it this week. This week, we're taking a look at Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, even though he's dropped out of the race. I want to take a look at his level of consciousness and his impact on the world. Hillary Clinton, though she's not running, she's being asked to step in the ring. And I think it's a great idea to put her into context with everybody else. And then, of course, President Trump, we're going to take a look at his level of consciousness and his current level of consciousness as to the how he's operating in the office of the president, like how it's the content of everything that he does. What's the level of consciousness of that? And then I think it'd be fun to share, I have the consciousness calibrations of Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Dwight D. Eisenhower, JFK, and I forgot to put in Franklin FDR. He's pretty high, super high. We want to take a look at FDR. And so I want you to think about that. I want you to feel your way through it and see how you reacted to the topic. In the first place, did it push a button? Did it interest you? Did you get all hot and fiery about it and think you know the truth of, like, there's so many people that are haters on all sides that haters think they know the truth when in fact they're so distorted from the truth because of the hatred. And I want to share this, that if you're perceiving from hatred, the truth, it's like a glass ceiling. You can't see the truth because you've got this energy of hatred muddying your view. And I kind of liken it to mercury glass. You know, you're looking up at that glass ceiling. You can't break through it at all and see the truth because the energy of hatred pulls you down and brings you into this limited perception field that isn't true. So... this quiz is not intended to be a political point of view at all. You know, people that study Dr. David R. Hawkins' teachings do so because they care about the truth. And by the way, according to consciousness research, only 2% of the world cares about the truth. So it's all perfect because we're an evolving planet. And this is just where we are in the evolution of consciousness, right? 85% of the planet does not calibrate above 200. They calibrate they operate from lower consciousness. Before I give you the consciousness calibrations and the answer to this week's quiz, who is of highest consciousness, which is not going to include the presidents of the past. That's not part of the quiz. The quiz is who is of higher consciousness, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, or Trump. So who do you think is of highest consciousness? I'll give you the answer to that at the end. Before I do give you the answer, I want to talk about the office of the president and what is the level of consciousness required to run this, the most powerful nation in the world, right? And I want to share some consciousness calibrations about the office of the presidency. The energy of all of the past presidencies and the presidents and the decisions and the actions that were taken in the office of the presidency of the United States calibrates at 450 on the map of consciousness, which is significant considering, you know, 85% of the world operates below 200. So there's a good reason the United States is considered a superpower in this world. It is. It's not of the highest consciousness. It was. I think it dropped a little bit. Canada and the United States calibrates it at like 420. Canada and Australia are similarly calibrated in the 400s. The United States as a nation calibrates at 420. The Office of the Presidency calibrates at 450 on average. Remember, it's a log 10. So 200 on the map is 10 to the 200th power. 460 or 450 on the map is 10 to the 450th power. If you know logarithms, the power and the truth gets more and more significant quickly as you go up the map. It's huge. So it's really significant to understand this. Now, another interesting consciousness calibration is 350. And that's a level of consciousness for one who is willing to accept that they're the creator of their own experience and take full responsibility for their life. They don't need to point and blame and shame anybody else for their life. They're not a victim to anything, and they're willing to accept that they're the creator of their own experience. That's what 350 is all about. Another interesting consciousness calibration at 350 is that this is the level of consciousness that can solve problems. So, you know, based on this, I would think it makes sense to nominate or elect a president who's at least 350 or above, because you don't want to elect a president who's not willing to accept responsibility, for one, and who can't solve problems, for two. You want a level of consciousness that can solve significant problems. So, and another good consciousness calibration to understand is that higher mind starts at 275 on the map of consciousness. And lower mind, even though it's above 200, anything from 200 to 274 is of lower mind. And it's likely because you're in a level of consciousness that's susceptible to the lower energy fields below 200. So there's, you know, you're kind of on the fence energetically as to truth versus falsehood, like what's true, what is not true. So 275 is a critical level of consciousness. We want the leader of the United States to be of higher mind for sure. Okay. So that only requires a level of consciousness of 275. It's preferable that they can solve problems at 350, not create problems. A lower level of consciousness is likely to create problems based on the energetic science of it all. Another important level of consciousness to consider when choosing a president is you want them to have true wisdom. True wisdom calibrates at 385 on the map of consciousness. And where does wisdom come from? I think this is an important thing to consider. I'm going to ask you, where does wisdom come from? What typically goes on in a life where wisdom emerges, right? Doesn't come out of the womb necessarily, unless you come into this world as a Christ Buddha. You already have the wisdom of the world present, right? So wisdom comes from being of significantly high consciousness. I'm talking 400 above when you're born, in the 500s, or tons of experience, right? We want a president with tons of significant worldly experience, tons of it, and the ability to discern. And discernment calibrates, I was trying to find discerning. I think it's around 375 or so, I couldn't find it. To be discerning is someone who is intuitive and can see the energy field of someone. As an example, I used to own a restaurant and a retail store in Boston. So I saw thousands of people all the time, day in and day out, all these different kind of personalities, moods, emotions, ways of being. So I could start to discern what's going on with somebody. You want someone who's had interaction with tons of people at high levels, for sure. If you're going to deal with terrorist countries, you got to know how to deal with them. You understand where they're coming from, and you got to learn how to deal with them. You can't negotiate with terrorists, period. You can't appease them either. That's a big energetic sinkhole. If you seek to appease anyone, that like the appeasement calibrates at like 180. That's no good. Same with, what's the word? Expediency. Expedience calibrates below 200 as well. Someone who's just trying to move things along, without considering it thoughtfully. You got to be discerning, and you got to look for someone who has discussions. The energy of discussion is 380, which is around the energy of, discernment and wisdom, as opposed to pointing and blaming and shaming others, which is what many of these debates are about. All right. You want to talk about operating for lower consciousness. Pay attention to how people are acting in these things. Are they willing to have a discussion? Are they too busy wanting to blame and shame others instead of standing on their own two feet in their own power, accepting responsibility for their own lives and their own actions? Very different energy field, very different level of consciousness. So this is just a way for you to understand. You got to learn to read people, which it's of higher consciousness to be able to do that. To have transparency. Transparency, I couldn't find the calibration, but I'm fairly certain if it's not above, I think it's above 375, maybe in the 400s, to be transparent, is the willingness to accept and be truthful about you. What's going on, accepting responsibility for mistakes you made, decisions you made that weren't true, and kind of sucking up to them and telling the truth. And this, by the way, typically endears people to you because you're showing your humanness, essentially. There's other ways of being I wanted to share, but I can't find them now. So here's some super important ways of being to understand. And that is statesmen. The energy of a statesman is super high. It calibrates at 430 on the map of consciousness. This is the land of reason and rationality. And by the way, you want a president of the United States that's reasonable and rational, not emotional and nutty, blaming and shaming others, okay? So a statesman calibrates at 430, as opposed to your typical politician who calibrates at 190. This is really super interesting to understand. Most politicians, many of them, especially if they're behaving in ways I'm describing, unwilling, they're acting as victims, they're talking crap about anybody else, is a sign that they're operating from lower consciousness and that they are going to cause more problems than they solve, typically. I mean, this is a broad generalization, and it's not to say that people of lower consciousness can't wake up and be of higher consciousness. They just don't understand they don't have an understanding of the map of consciousness or what's going on, and understanding that their own suppressed and repressed emotions creates this energy field that isn't really who they are. They just don't know any better. So it's a huge kind of spiritual error to elect a politician. Anyone in the energy level of politicians, which there are many, is not good. It's destructive by nature. They do not solve problems. They create problems. They don't know it necessarily. So now we're going to take a look at the answer to today's quiz. And this is not to blame and shame anybody, because I care to respect and honor those that are running for president in the United States because they're stepping up to the game. Most of them are not stepping up to the game in the awareness of where they're coming from, though. So it's interesting. I'm going to read the level of 190 on the map of consciousness. And this is how you can kind of, this is your ability to pick out the wolf in sheep's clothing, right? Is someone coming from a low level of consciousness? I mean, they could be all, you know, convincing, but if the energy of it is scornful and inflated and demanding, these are the energies here, and indifference. Oh, well, though, that's a God view. Anyway, so the energies of demandingness, righteous pride, scornfulness, and inflation is the energy of the politician, as opposed to someone who is transparent, likes to discuss things, is discerning before throwing up an opinion. They don't have opinions. They have ideas, right? And they're open and willing to understand what's going on, and they're willing to evaluate before making decisions. Evaluation is of higher consciousness, as opposed to expediency. And expediency is not of higher consciousness. That's the opposite, would be someone who's evaluates something first and uses the mind to make solid decisions. Okay. Is the person that you're wanting to elect as the next president, are they statesman-like or are they politician-like? There's a difference energetically. 10 to the 190th power, which is all downward pulling destructive energies, or 420. Quantum leap up from a politician. Okay, so let's take a look at the consciousness calibrations of our list today. And let's start with Bernie Sanders. I have my calibrations here. And most people in general have no awareness of the map of consciousness. And people of the generation of Bernie and Joe Biden, for sure, are caught up in the political world of Washington. They for sure would not have any awareness, likely, of the map of consciousness, or even care about it, because they're operating from the level of consciousness of a politician. So Bernie Sanders calibrates at 170 on the map of consciousness, which is below 190. It's pretty low. And I'm sure if he understood how he was operating, he might be willing to let go of this in order to step into higher consciousness. Though, being entrenched in politics for this long, it's could be unlikely he could break free from it due to lack of understanding or whatever. His impact, however, his social impact calibrates at 225, which is positive aspect oriented, but it doesn't really solve problems. I mean, he's of a level of consciousness that would create problems more than solve problems. And he doesn't have a significant enough impact socially to run the free world, that's for sure. I wouldn't recommend a vote there. Joe Biden calibrates at 180 on the map of consciousness. And all of these calibrations were recently done on a website called consciousnesscalibrations.com, which is a subscription-based site that I belong to, as I'm a... I belong to consciousness calibrations groups on Facebook, and I can't do consciousness calibrations. My own ego gets in the way, and I don't feel like I'm getting accurate calibrations. But I trust the calibrations of the gentleman that operates this site and provides the consciousness calibrations, because I listen to his language. He cares about the truth at a high level. None of us care about politics, really. We care about who runs our nation, because we care about the United States of America and how significantly high consciousness we are. I personally do not want to go into the sinkhole of lower consciousness in America. That would be terrible for everybody involved. So anyway, let's go look at Joe Biden now. Joe Biden isn't much better than Bernie, no offense. Again, this is not a judgment. It's an understanding that they don't understand where they're coming from, or if they did, they'd be like, whoa, I got to clean up my act. I got to wake up. They're literally in the swamp. They don't know it. They have a glass ceiling that's muddied with lower consciousness in the mercury glass and perception of hatred and judgment and criticism and politicizing everything. If you politicize everything, now it goes right into the swamp. It's crap. So no offense to Joe, but he is the puppet to lower consciousness. And I've experienced lower consciousness as it being the puppet master to me. It was quite disturbing. So in any event, Joe calibrates at 180 and his social impact is 200 on the map of consciousness, which is something. That's the level of courage. So there's some positive aspect orientation there, but it's not ideal to be running, to be in the office of our presidency, for sure. It'd take the country down the sinkhole into the swamp. They're in the swamp, by the way, these two. Many politicians are. Okay, let's take a look at Hillary Clinton. And even though she's not running, I wanted to take a look at her because Democrats are turning to her. And I think intuitively they know there's no power backing Joe and Bernie. There's no higher consciousness there to win at all. So you got to understand, they don't even have the power to win necessarily, unless something dramatically goes wrong. So Hillary Clinton calibrates at 320 on the map of consciousness, which is a quantum leap above the other two. And it's no wonder they want someone better in the ring than the other two, which is, again, I'm not judging the other two. I'm just recognizing there's no power there to be president of the United States. And Hillary has a social impact of 225, which is pretty low and relatively speaking, relative to her level of consciousness. And it could have to do that she's not really in the public eye so much. It doesn't have so much an impact. I'm not sure why that is at that level. And last up is our president of the United States. And you may be surprised and happy and or happy to know that President Trump calibrates at 360 on the map of consciousness, significantly above the level of 350 to solve problems, for sure. And his impact, his presidency, I wanted to share what he's doing for our country, calibrates at 445 on the map of consciousness, which is close to the level of statesmanship, whether you believe it or not. And I had to, like, you know, some of these things I didn't believe, but when I get the consciousness calibrations, I'm like, you know what? I'm willing to accept the truth and I'm willing to change my mind and align with higher consciousness where problems get solved. So the whole point of this quiz was to put into context what the level of consciousness is of our elected leaders. And if you choose to be a leader of anything, you need to be of higher consciousness. 350 or above would be ideal in order to lead successfully and solve problems. So I promised you levels of consciousness of other past presidents. JFK calibrated at 430 of the map of consciousness. He is in the land of reason and statesmanship. He was a statesman. Dwight D. Eisenhower calibrated at 455 on the map of consciousness. He's of significantly high consciousness, getting close to the level of excellence in the intellect, which is 460. George Washington also calibrated at 455 on the map of consciousness. It's interesting that these significant leaders throughout history are really coming in pretty high. FDR calibrated at 499 on the map of consciousness, super high, just before the level of love, which is 500. President Reagan, I didn't find the calibration. I'm pretty sure he calibrated at 500 and above, which is huge for a president to be of the level of consciousness of love. That's massive, 500. President Reagan and Abraham Lincoln was of the highest consciousness at 565 on the map of consciousness, which is huge relative to any other president throughout history that I could find the calibrations of. So it's super interesting to see the level of consciousness that's going on in our political system now, what it was in the past, what it takes to keep our country of higher consciousness and thriving. I hope you found this interesting today. And I apologize that this quiz didn't work out last week, but here it is this week. Hopefully in a more enjoyable, clearer form. So we'll see you next week on your weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. I'm not quite sure what we're going to look at, but whatever it is, it's always fun. And remember, love is the truth when it comes to true power. It is at 500 on the map of consciousness. And to embody that is a significant leap in your own consciousness and ability to create what you want in your life. See you next week. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.